Hi everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com, and today we're going to talk about what those big earners are doing that you do, and you wonder what the problem is. So you're like, okay, I'm doing everything that those guys are doing. Why am I not making the same money? So the first thing, and there's about five things that I kind of pinpointed that both successful and non-successful people do, only it's working out differently for one group, and I'll tell you why in a minute. The first thing is you're investing in products to learn, okay? You've spent money on courses and tools and things like that to help you get ahead. So that's something that entrepreneurs have to do. You'll see some freebie mindset people that just refuse to ever pay for anything, and they don't get very far. So you do need to learn how to consider courses and tools and things that you need part of your investment in your future, just like if you bought a franchise, right? You have to pay for something. The second thing is you read or watch, or maybe you listen to motivational stuff to get your mindset right. So we've talked a lot about how important it is to get your mind straight. You have to have, and by that, I'm not talking about some kumbaya stuff. I'm talking about things that help you push past any obstacles, because the knee-jerk reaction when you encounter an obstacle is to just quit. And so you have to know how to get past that, whether it's a personal life type of obstacle or something in your business. You have to learn how to get past that to go on to success. The third thing is you network with others. You've friended people on Facebook. You participate in forums. So you're becoming a person who's capable of networking with others, just like they say you have to. And you've done that, right? Number four, you work on a valuable product. Now, not everyone has done this, but a lot of you have. You've started your own product, or maybe you've even finished your own product and launched it. Who knows? But you have gone the route of sharing your information that you have, whether it's a tool or a course or something like that. And then the fifth thing is you share good finds. So you share articles or videos or things like that, or maybe it's even posts of other people on Facebook that you know your friends would appreciate and enjoy. So you've done all that. Those are things that you see these successful big earners doing, yet it's not working out the same for you. And what I started realizing is it's not so much whether or not you're doing what those big earners do, but it's the problem is in what you don't do. Okay. So a lot of you don't fully implement courses or apply them before you're off to buy another one. You'll buy lots of stuff, you'll invest, and you'll be able to say, I've bought everything. I've spent $3,000 on stuff. I've done this, I've done that. But you haven't actually implemented from start to finish. And when you really get down to it and ask yourself, how many of those courses that I bought or tools that I bought have I actually implemented and used fully? You need to do that. It's kind of like, I think back, well, I'm not going to tell that story yet. I'll tell that another day. That's a whole different tangent on that. Another thing that you don't do is you don't put yourself out there too much, not enough for anyone to take you seriously. So networking with others is one thing, but you don't actually go that next level. Okay. You don't do anything that's going to make you uncomfortable. So whether it's video or audio or maybe approaching a JV partner, affiliate or something like that, you're doing the bare minimum of networking and the bare minimum of creating your product and putting it out there. Maybe you're doing, maybe you write an ebook and that's it. And you want to launch it quietly and you want to launch it on your own, and you don't want to actually have to approach anyone. Approaching affiliates is very, very intimidating for most people. And that's what's actually going to help you build your list quickly. And it's going to help you get those big sales because somebody else already has a responsive list. So you're going to have to get past that obstacle, which is all connected to mindset, right? And put yourself in that position where you can succeed faster. And then another thing you don't do is you don't treat your business like a business. You might be puttering around or dabbling, but you're not following through on anything. And I mean, most things. I'm not just talking about whether or not you bought a course and implemented it. I'm talking about everything you're doing in your business, whether it's having a consistent time to do your social networking or your blogging or your product creation or your affiliate promotions or anything like that, you're just not very consistent in it. And so you kind of flit around here and there, and then you get distracted by Facebook, and then you go, oh, well, I'm going to try to do a different project, and maybe that'll be successful fast. And it's just not going to happen. This is not a quick success business, even though it's billed as such. There's so much behind the scenes. It's kind of like an iceberg. You know, you'll see all the stuff that happens underneath the surface before that breakthrough in the top that happens. And another thing you don't do is you don't put your spin on things. So we talked about one of the things that you do is you might share good finds. So we talk about curating information and how you need to be able to share knowledge with your list and your subscribers and your followers. And that's great because they do expect that of you if you're a leader. But you have to also put your spin on things. You know, you find and share the information, but there's no personal insight or personal thought or taking it to that next level. So therefore, you're not a leader. You're more like a library. Okay, so you're just kind of out there, a place that they might be able to look up information. But what they really want is to hear people spin on stuff and to hear additional insight. They can go Google and read information anywhere. What do you bring to the table in that niche for your audience? So what I'd like for you to do really is kind of look at your business and what you've been doing in this and say, okay, I'm really good at finding products that will help my business. I'm really good at investigating people and finding who's ethical and what courses would be well suited to me. But what have I not done with that? Have I not implemented it fully? If I got stuck and had a problem, did I contact that person and ask them for help and figure out, you know, where I was going wrong? Or did I just kind of say, oh, I can't do this and throw up my hands and leave? Or look at your Facebook groups or pages or even your personal profile and look at the shares that you've been doing. Anytime you've shared someone else's post, for instance, do you just share or do you write some comment? When you're on Facebook, you'll notice there's two different options. You can just quickly share with friends or you can share the post and write a comment. Give your own interpretation of it. Give your own insight. Talk about it. Somehow engage your audience so that they're not just kind of clicking off and giving that kudos to the other person. You know, you want to have some value put out there as well. If you've been one of those people to launch a product, ask yourself what steps you missed. This is where those Kevin Fahey checklists come in handy that I like, because he talks about things that you may not have thought about. You don't know what you don't know, right? So there's a lot of times where you'll see a step in there that talks about maybe you'll see something that says go to the leaderboards and find out what affiliates promote similar products and contact them and try to get them on board for your launch. And what do you say to those people? Research that and find out what do people say, or even ask your friends in internet marketing, say, hey, what's something good to say to people when you're kind of approaching them and you haven't really interacted a lot? You know, there's a way to do that, right and wrong. You don't have to spend 6 months getting to know someone. I don't mind if someone contacts me, if they have a really good product suited to my list. But you need to know all of those steps. So what I'd like you to do maybe this week is kind of just analyze what you haven't done. Don't look at, oh, I've done this, and I still haven't succeeded. I want you to sit there and flip it and say, okay, what haven't I done? What do I need to still do? If I'm out there networking with others, how could I take it one step further? What are other people doing? Analyze what other people are doing who do get that engagement and who are making good money. And then look at yourself, kind of step back and look at yourself as a stranger and say, okay, what do I see in this person, yourself, right? What do I see them doing right and wrong? And that may give you some insight on how to get past that obstacle and that mindset of, hey, I'm doing everything they're doing and I'm still not succeeding. There's a reason for it. You just haven't pinpointed it yet. Okay. So that's it for today, and I'll be back with more.